randa baba kie telele be surra bandere be sikia rana mandere be sandea. Oh, we magnify you, holy God. Anda ba sheki anta mandere be kio rosa tabaria na mandoria na makaye. Oh, kana mansa tere be doria na mamakaro da la banda rabashea. Rokura banda la labashe ki anana manse. Ianana mare de kio rosa ba ye tere be shikia. Okora mama mama da la bashe tere be kia rana mama ye. Okura mandiri andahia. We magnify you. We honor you, God. Oh, God, we acknowledge your presence. We acknowledge you, God. We lift you up, our King, our Father, our Savior. We magnify your holy name. We extol you. We exhort you, Father. We thank you for being with us this morning. Oh, God, may your spirit continue to rest and dwell here. May your spirit to continue to rule, to reign, and to abide here in the name of Jesus. We come before you, Lord God, posturing ourselves to hear what you have to say. Oh God, to hear what your heart wants to release today, to connect, to commune with you in the name of Jesus. Continue to lead us further into your presence. Lead us further, oh God, into connection and closeness with you in the name of Jesus. Roman Sikia, have your way here, Father. Have your way here, O Lord. May our ears be open. May our spirit be open to receive. May our eyes be open to see. In the name of Jesus, may our minds be open to understand. We magnify and bless your name and thank you in the name of Jesus. Grace and peace. Good morning, everyone. I just want to welcome each and every one of you to our 60 for 60 initiative. My name is Apostle Fashionette Finley, and it is truly an honor to share with you this morning. And I'm going to go ahead and just jump right into our focus and our direction for today. So the Lord has been drawing my attention to a specific focus for today's 60 for 60 session. And that focus, what the words that I heard him speak this week was to ascend. So our scripture reference will come from Psalms 24. I'm going to read verses 1 through 6, but our highlighted scriptures will be a very popular scripture. It'll be verses 3 and 4. Psalms 24, I'll give you all a chance if you will like to read with me. Psalms 24, I'm going to start at verse 1. It says, a psalm of David. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas, and established it upon the floods. Verse 3, who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. Verse 5, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob, Selah. So first I want to give a breakdown of what the word ascend means. And according to the lexical summary in the Strong's Dictionary, ascend means to go up, to climb, to rise, and to bring up. And to break it down a little further, ascend has both an active meaning and also an intransitive meaning. Its active meaning means to mount. So this means that this is intentional movement, deliberate response, and obedience. So to give us a visual, this is consciously going up the mountain of the Lord. It means choosing to draw near, responding to God's invitation and moving upward through obedience. So ascend's second meaning, and the intransitive meaning, means there is no action, basically. So there is no climbing, but you're already there in a place. So it describes a state or a position. It means to exist in an elevated place. This speaks to being lifted by God, dwelling in a higher place of awareness, nearness, and remaining in his presence. So this means already being in a high place. And what's powerful is that Psalms 24 holds both these concepts together as a whole. So ascending is intentional movement upward towards God and standing in the posture of intimacy. So in this psalm, David asks, who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? And as I did some research, I found out that geographically, this refers to an elevated place in Jerusalem that will later be known as Mount Zion, where the temple would stand. It was a physical representation of God's dwelling place among his people. And for the worshiper in this particular ancient time, ascending this hill was a physical approach toward the sacred presence of God. So David is not asking, he's not asking casual questions when he's asking his questions here. David is literally pondering on who has the right to draw near to God. He then asks another question, who shall stand in his holy place? Implying who shall remain in the sacred place, the sacred presence of God. And he goes on to give us the answer, he that had clean hands and a pure heart, who had not lifted up his soul unto vanity nor sworn deceitfully. So we see here that there are four criteria for approaching God. Clean hands, which represents our actions. Pure heart, pointing to our intentions and motives. Has not lifted up his soul into vanity, which implies not lifting up our soul to idolatry, including self-exaltation, and nor sworn deceitfully, which speaks to being dishonest, false, or being a spiritual counterfeit. These are foundational principles under the old covenant. And we must understand that they weren't about earning God's presence, but about the posture that positions us to experience him more in his fullness. So under the new covenant, access to God is fulfilled through Jesus Christ. He becomes our standing and our ability to remain before God. It's because of him we now can approach God's holy presence by faith. As Hebrews 10:19 through 22 reminds us, I'm going to read that again as Hebrews 10:19 through 22. It says, having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which had consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God. Let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. So Jesus opened the door for us. He invited us in and he positioned us to abide in the presence of God. God has been highlighting identity for this entire week. And today I'm here just to remind you that we must understand our identity in Christ. We must live it out daily and recognize that our obedience is the key. It's not about us trying to prove or trying to earn access, but surrendering daily who we are to him to unlock the pathway that draws us deeper into intimacies. So please hear me. Ascension is relational. It's not something that is transactional. It's about communing with the Father first. It isn't about visibility. It isn't about ministry or performance. It's purity in our posture. It's understanding our sonship and the love we have for God. Every act of obedience is an act of love. Again, I'm going to say that. Every act of obedience is an act of love. And no matter how small that act of obedience is, it pulls us closer into a closeness with the Lord. So deeper fellowship and intimacy is our goal, and our desire should always be for Christ to be formed in us. So here's the question I want us to sit with today. Is there any disconnection in our lives, or anything keeping us from ascending and fully experiencing God? That's my question. Is there any disconnection in our lives or anything keeping us from ascending and fully experiencing God? I'm not talking about in a setting like this where it's corporate. Yes, we can experience God on a corporate level, but I'm talking about, are we truly ascending in our personal lives, in our personal relationship? Are we truly being drawn into God and connecting with Him in that way? So although Jesus has placed us in a place of ascension, there are some things that we can do practically to help us stay in alignment and to go deeper into the presence of God. So the first one is responding quickly when the Lord nudges us. This is when He prompts us to pray, when He's calling us into His presence. This is when He's pushing us to speak or to even give. And at times it may be uncomfortable or inconvenient, but in order for us to ascend and connect with God, we must learn how to respond quickly. That's obedience. The second one is to ensure to create a space for stillness. That means turning off distractions, taking moments to pause, silencing our phones, making sure we're setting aside intentional time to sit in the presence of God to hear His voice. The third one is to let go of what is hindering our sensitivities. So that could be offense, letting go of pride, unforgiveness, worry, idols. These things can block our connectivity, and we are to surrender them to Him so we can have a pathway straight into His presence. The fourth one is to live out our identity in Christ and sonship consistently. That means every day, every part of our day, we're walking in who we are in God. We're walking in our sonship. We're obeying openly and in private. We're being integral in our actions. We're carrying pure motives. We're letting the love of God be our foundation. The fifth one is staying in daily communion. I just said that, so I'm reiterating that. Staying in daily communion, but this means we're reading our word. We're getting to know God through the word of God. We're studying the word. We're meditating on the word. We're taking time of worship with God. We're praying. And these are the things that keeps our hearts turned and tuned into the presence of God and draws us into more of His closeness and brings us to an ascended place. So we're going to go ahead and pray. We're going to go ahead and pray. And again, we're going to focus on praying and asking God to, if there's anything that is blocking us, that has disconnected us in a way, to bring us to an ascended place. We're in a place, but there is more that God desires for us on our in our inner man. Hallelujah. So let us pray. Roku rabasi kiriri andalaban so rebede kiara dabashe tiribe kiora dabare de lebeshadea. Father, we thank You. We bless You. We honor You for the invitation to come up higher. We thank You, O Lord God, that it is because of Your blood that we have been given access through the throne of grace. We thank You for Jesus. We thank you for opening the door, for inviting us in and positioning us to abide in your presence. By your Spirit, we align ourselves to walk in obedience today, Father. We thank you, O Lord God, for continuously bringing this before us, that we can be reminded that at times, that even when we get off course, that you're bringing us back into alignment, into the pathway of closeness and intimacy with you. So today, we make a choice. We make a choice today to step into the fullness of intimacy with you, Father. We make a choice, God, to allow you to draw us in, to allow you to bring us up, Father, in the name of Jesus. No longer are we comfortable with being in the same place that we've been in. Father, we want more of you. So we declare over our lives today clean hands, pure hearts, that our souls are filled with only you and only your truth in the name of Jesus. Father, we declare that every motive aligned, oh God, that it aligns with your will. We lay our motives down. We lay our intentions down. And Father, we ask that you will align us with your perfect will. We come today rejecting, God, all vanity, rejecting all deceptions, rejecting all idols and every counterfeit influence in our lives in the name of Jesus. Father, we repent. We surrender. And we declare, God, that these strongholds have no place and no power over us and in us in the name of Jesus. Lord, we decree that this connection will be uprooted now in the name of Jesus. Anything that blocks us, Father God, from going from glory to glory, we declare that it is uprooted now in the name of Jesus. May idols of every kind that has been erected fall in the name of Jesus. We choose alignment in you. We choose obedience over our own comfort. We choose, oh God, intimacy and stillness over busyness in the name of Jesus. Father, let obedience be our pathway in the name of Jesus. I declare that we will no longer carry obedience as a form of a burden, but Father, we will obey because we love you. We will obey because you're our Father. We will obey because we love you. So we place a demand on our spirits today to say yes to your promptings in the name of Jesus, to say yes to moments that you draw us into stillness, and you desire time with us. Oh God, we place a demand on our spirit to move quickly in obedience. May every surrendered thought and every aligned action pull us higher in the name of Jesus. Pull us into an eternal realm, into an eternal perspective, into an eternal place that you have prepared to us. Transform us, God, from glory to glory, oh God, until we reflect Christ fully in every area of our lives. In the name of Jesus, we declare that we will not just ascend, oh Lord, but Father, we will abide, oh God, in this place with you. We will not just stand, Father, but we will dwell in the name of Jesus. So draw us deeper, Father. Draw us deeper, oh Lord. Draw us deeper, Father. Let the deep call it unto deep, Father. Father, we want to go deeper. We want to have deep wells of living water within us. We're tired of being on the surface level, God. So, Father God, break down strongholds, even in our thought processes, even in our minds. Father, I pull them down now in the name of Jesus, oh God. The way that we see you, Father, the things, oh God, that we have been taught, oh God, from culture, Father, the things that we have been taught, Father God, from upbringings, oh God, about your presence, Father. Father, I pull them down now Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, and I thank you, God, that you are giving us a new perspective. You are giving us a new mindset, Father. Father, you are giving us new sight to see you, God, in the name of Jesus. You're giving us new hearing to hear you, God, in the name of Jesus, that you're pulling us into more of a spiritual maturity in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, even when our spirit don't understand, even when our natural mind don't understand, I declare that our spirit will understand in the name of Jesus. Even, oh God, when we don't understand, oh God, the revelation, or we don't understand, oh God, even in your word or the things that you may share with us, I declare that our spirit, oh Lord God, will understand. Our spirit, oh God, will be open to receive, oh God, and we will come into this place with you, God. So let this drawing, Father, be a drawing that is supernatural, oh Lord. Let this drawing, oh God, be a drawing that is irresistible, oh God. Let this drawing, oh Lord, be a drawing that is persistent, Father, that is consistent, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I declare that we will exist, that we will stay and we will dwell in this place. No more going in and out. No more moments of your presence. But I declare, God, that the presence of the living God, it will be in us. It will be around us everywhere we go. The glory of the Lord will be carried through our womb in the name of Jesus, that we will experience you in every place in the name of Jesus, that we will not be pulled out, oh God, by the things and the environments and the atmospheres of this world, but Father, we will carry your atmosphere wherever we go. Your atmosphere will be in our homes. Your atmosphere will be in our jobs. Your atmosphere will be in our businesses. Your atmosphere will be in our children in the name of Jesus. Your atmosphere will be with us as we go, oh God, to the grocery stores, as we're in the car, in the name of Jesus. Your atmosphere, oh God, will govern, oh God, every place that we're in the name of Jesus, and our spirit will align in the name of Jesus. May we seek you, God, in this hour like never before, with the thirst, like the heart after the water brooks, Father. May our souls pant after your living presence, oh God. We want more. We draw from your well this morning. We want more of your spirit. Pour out more on us this morning. Weigh your presence down on us this morning. Pour into us this morning in the name of Jesus. Draw us in, Father. Draw us in. We focus on you. Bring our focus and our attention, God, into healing. Heal, God. Every chaotic place. Teach us, Father. Teach us, O Lord. Teach us, Father, how to quiet the noise. Teach us how to discipline ourselves where we know how to quiet the noise. Not only the noise that is around us, God, but the noise that is even within, Father. Father, let our spirit grow to a place, God, that it is stronger than the noise that speaks in our thoughts, in the name of Jesus. Silence every voice that is against your voice, in the name of Jesus. Silence every thought that brings distraction, in the name of Jesus, and brings us to a discipline and a focused place, God, so we can experience you. Hey, talala bande lebeki andaba shore. Rose lelebeki aradabando riana ma shekia randaban lelebeshia die. Ikioro sotore de lebekia radabashete de bekia tanaya. Oh God, even bring healing to our understanding of what relationship is, what covenant is. Bring a healing even to that. Debunk every false definition. Debunk every etabando worldly definition of what we thought that intimacy, relationship, and covenant is. Father God, reman sekianda bando lebeshiko randa bayeteri anda bokura manche. Destroy every definition and meaning that is not biblical, that does not come from your word, in the name of Jesus. Etebere karaman sorianda labanse lebeshetea rosebekiandaya. Teach us about the closeness that they experienced in the Garden of Eden, that intimacy that they experienced in the beginning before man fell. Bring us to that understanding, God. Bring us into the knowing, God. We want to know you for real. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. We want to know you for real. We want to know your character. We want to know your ways. So every part that is in us, keep us at a place of distance. Keep us at a place of separation. Father, we give it over to you. And we give you permission to draw us in. We give you permission to bring us in. Father, this is about an eternal place, a place of continual intimacy, a preparedness that you want us to be in, of unbroken fellowship with you. We thank you, God. Bring us into that understanding, that our minds will be able to even comprehend what true intimacy, ascension, and closeness is with you, O Lord. We thank you. We bless you. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we pray. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. At this time, I'm going to open the line for any of our apostles, our prophets, or if anyone would like to release a word of encouragement, a word, or a testimony. The line is open. Thank you, God.
I guess I'll go first.
Okay. Oh,
go ahead, Prophet. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. No, I'll be really quick. I just want to thank God for Apostle Fasha's sensitivity to really bring us further into what I really believe the theme of this season is, and that's alignment. In every way I've been, from the time we started 60 for 60 up until today, I have literally been seeing that word reposted, reshared, spoken. I've seen it accidentally. I'll see it read somewhere. It is really what is on God's heart and mind, and I understand that God is so mindful of us that he does not want us to function or live or remain beneath our means, beneath the means that he has set before us. Thus, he will give us what the scripture said, the prerequisites and what is necessary to what ascend, to be lifted, to reach the highest summit, so that we'll always be able to live in a realm of eternity and live within the means that he has set for us. So I thank God for this charge. I thank God for this reminder. And I agree with God. Thank you so much.
Glory to God. Thank you so much, Prophet, for sharing and reminding us about the theme of alignment. Thank you. Would there be, I think Apostle Ava wanted to say something. Apostle Ava, I'm not sure if you're talking, but if you are, we can't hear you. Okay. Oh, while we wait on her, if there is anyone else who would like to come forth, the line is open now.
Thank you so much, Apostle Fash. Again, as this is sentimented by Prophet DeMarcus, just thank you for this charge this morning. I could sense the sensitivity. I could sense the posture even of your heart as you went through the layers of the word, and as you begin to pray, as you begin to actually push in prayer and push this thing through. I could sense the posture of your heart, even inviting all of us into that same place that we together, even though our walks are individual, our relationship is individual, it's personal, that as you were praying, I could feel your heart posture of an open invitation to come in. Let us come in together. Let us ascend together. I could sense that there is a place in you for unity, a place. I could sense that very keen this morning, that your heart's posture for the body is to let's do this. Let's get to the place that God wants us. And not just saying it like in word, not saying that when others say it, it does not mean that they mean us. But I could sense the sensitivity of your posture of the heart of God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I could sense as you prayed the heart of God praying through you, drawing and pulling and desiring His people to come closer. Thank you, Holy Spirit. That's what it was. I could sense the heart of God. Actually, as you prayed, drawing us close, showing that this is the place that God desires relational with us. This is how close He wants us. He wants us closer. Even where we are close, those that are close, there is a closer place. There is a place in Him that there where we don't just enter in, but we dwell there. We abide there. And I could sense the very desire of heart, the desire of God's heart to long. God is longing for more intimacy. God is longing for us to even want to be and to come into a place where we not only ascend, but we abide there, that we sustain and be able to sustain in that presence, in that closeness, and that proximity to closeness with God. So I just thank God this morning for you being a vessel of sensitivity to pour out the heart of God for His people. I agree with God, and I will go with God all the way. That is just my posture. I will go with God all the way. And it's just a beautiful reminder of God's heart for us and the pursuit that God has placed in His word and also relays through His spirit for us, the pursuit that He has for us and the pathway that He has made to ensure that we can get back to Him, to a place where we are not just outside. We are not orphaned. We have been adopted in. We are sons and what you shared this morning was just a very present reminder of the heart of God as He pursues after His people to bring us into that place that He has already predestined and desires for us to be within Him. Thank you.
Thank you so much for sharing. Glory to God. We thank God for His heart, for His word. Thank you so much, Prophet, for sharing and releasing what you released. I appreciate that. Glory to God. Is there anyone else who desires to share this morning? I don't know if Apostle Ava is ready to come back in.
Yes, I'm sorry. I was trying to get off of mute before. And I agree with the prophets that have come before me on this morning. As you were praying from the very beginning and taking us through the word, I saw you walking, but at first I just saw just darkness. It wasn't darkness that was evil. You know, we connect darkness with evil. It was just darkness. I didn't sense any evil about the darkness. And I was standing looking at the darkness. And then I began to see you walk. And you were walking with a torch in your hand. And the torch was lit. And you were walking. And as you begin to walk, I saw the eternal flame in the atmosphere in a distance away. And you were walking towards it. And you kept walking. And as you kept walking towards the eternal flame, you could see the eternal flame coming more and more and more into the atmosphere. And I heard the Spirit of the Lord said that I'm lighting what cannot be extinguished by weather, by opinion, by warfare. You kept going to the, I mean, as you, because you were, for those that were engaged on this morning, it was like the Lord was pulling us closer to this eternal flame as you were praying this. You were leading us, but we were being pulled in closer to the eternal flame. And you reached your torch up to the eternal flame. And it's like it caught the fire that was already on the torch, caught to the eternal flame and begin to blaze even brighter and like fury. And you turned around and you came back towards you're now you're going the opposite direction of where you were walking. And now I see people, and I didn't see any people before, and I see all of these people, and the people, you begin to light them one by one. One by one, you're going around lighting the people. And the Lord is saying to us that I'm establishing an eternal flame in you. It's not going to be a flare that just burns bright but then dies fast, but a holy fire that endures. The Lord says, I did not ignite you for just this segment of time called 60-60. I'm igniting each of you for continuity. I heard him say that as you were lighting the people, he said, I'm ending cycles. I'm ending cycles. Cycles of having this hunger and then neglect the hunger. Cycles of zeal then followed by exhaustion. I'm ending the cycles. You'll have cycles of clarity, and then it'll be followed by confusion. I'm ending the cycles. And I restored these altars that have been low in the fire. I'm restoring the oil that's been low in fire. I've reignited the flame. It's covenant fire. Covenant fire. Just God. And it is the witness of God's Spirit that remains steady. Even when our feelings change, that fire won't change. It remains steady when people move. It remains steady when seasons shift. The Lord says, I am teaching you to carry fire with sobriety. He's saying that directly to you, Apostle Fash. He's saying it to us all. Continue to carry the torch. Continue to light the people. Thank you, Father, for your eternal flame. I see it even now in my mind's eye. I see the fire coming closer into the atmosphere. And I thank him this morning as I bow before you, God. I thank you for a fire that will never burn out. Even sometimes when I want to give up and I wanted to throw in the towel, you don't let my fire go out. You cause my fire to keep burning brighter and brighter. You know, sometimes you as a person just don't want to do it no more. You just don't. You just want to just walk away. But there's a fire on the inside that won't let you stop because it keeps on burning. And I'm thankful this morning that I don't just have a spark. I'm an inferno, baby. I'm an inferno, and I'm blazing bright for my God. That is the word of the Lord. That is what I saw as prayer was going forth on this morning. And I thank God. I thank God for the eternal flame. That is the word of the Lord. Amen.
Amen. We thank God. Oh, we thank God. Thank you so much, Apostle, for the release of the word. I receive it. We thank God. We thank God for his word. We thank God for his presence. We thank God for his revealing. Holy. Thank God for the eternal flame. Hallelujah.
There was one more thing I wanted to say. As you were lighting you were literally lighting the people. You weren't lighting the torch.
Mm-hmm.
Like typically another person will have a torch and you light their torch. No, you weren't lighting the torch. You were lighting the people. And as I was standing on the outside watching all of this occur, the people, so just so you all can understand what I'm seeing, I saw the people, but I saw the silhouette of the people. Let me say it like that. I couldn't see like the flesh of the people, but I knew they were silhouettes of people. I can see in the dark. They were dark. It was nothing but dark. The only light I saw was from the flame and the eternal flame and the flame that Apostle Fash was carrying. I could see her, but I couldn't see physical faces of the people. I only saw silhouettes of the people. But as you would light them, I saw the eternal flame in them. It was like, you know, that sound that you hear when you light a match. That's what was happening. You put the flame on them, on their head, and flame would come up in the inside. And you go to the next person, flame would come up in the next person. And then the next person, and flame would come up in the next person. That's how I saw it. That's how I saw it. You lighting the people, and they begin the flame that was, some of them had a little flicker on the inside. But every time you would go around each person, some of them had nothing at all. But as you would go around with the torch, the flame would just come up in them. So I wanted to make sure I gave that clarity as well.
Thank you, Apostle. I received that. So encouraging. Thank you. And thank God. Thank God. Thank God. For his fire, for his flame. Thank God. And thank God. Oh, God, thank you. Is there anyone else that would like to speak? If not, we'll go ahead and make our announcements and close out. Okay. Well, thank you all for joining us this morning. Please remember that we're still going at 12 noon. We'll meet back here on the line. And then again in the evening, we'll have our one-on-one time with God. I also want to remind you, we've been announcing it now, maybe for like the past week or so, that on this Sunday is 3 years for St. Miami. We're celebrating 3 years of being in the community and having and actually being an altar in the region of Miami, an altar for the Lord. So we give God thanks for the grace that he has placed on the house of St. Miami. We're going strong still with his presence. So join us this Sunday for our three-year celebration. It'll also be a dual service of an ordination of two of our beloved members, P.I.T. Renita and P.I.T. Cam. They will be being ordained into the office of pastor. So we invite you all to come out and join us this Sunday, 5 a.m. sharp. We're normally starting at 5 a.m. because we're there praying before that time. So we invite you all to come out and spend time in the presence of God with us to celebrate 3 years and also to celebrate these two leaders that will be ordained into office. Also, you can find our 60 for 60 recording on our website at www.stmiami.com. You can find previous recordings there, and you can find a recording from today. So if you have not gotten a chance to be with us today, or if you actually need to hear it again, you can go ahead to the website and find the recordings there. I believe that is everything that needs to be announced. So we're going to go ahead and release the line. I love you all. More grace.
More grace.